From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Spring officially in the books. Welcome to it. Very happy. Lots of things going on outdoors. Getting ready for turkey season coming up mid-April, which is very exciting. Cannot wait to do that. And speaking of turkey season, one of the greatest contributors, in my opinion, to the rebirth, if you will, of turkey hunting here in Michigan and the reintroduction and the not really so much the reintroduction, but the building of our turkey population here in Michigan. Our good friend Al Stewart, upland game bird specialist with the Michigan DNR, is going to be retiring after 50 years on March 31st. Al has been very instrumental in teaching us here about wild turkey and their habits on the show, and we cannot think of a better guy to say congratulations to for his 50 years of service with the Michigan DNR and the Upland Game Bird Department. So much more than turkeys, but Al has been great, and thanks for all of your time in teaching, Al. We greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to having you on here just shortly after your retirement becomes official. I want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason, Conquest Scents, and, of course, United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Right now, the walleye fishing is starting to heat up along with these warm temperatures. Water temps coming up a little bit. Seeing a lot of pictures on the Book of Face with people catching some nice walleye. And Lance Valentine probably, you know, chomping at the bit a little bit to get out. How you doing, buddy?
I wish I had a boat.
My kingdom for a boat.
So all you guys who say, man, it must be great to get a new boat next year, every year. Yeah, it is when they come on time and you can get stuff and, you know, there's motors to get. And on years there's not, it's kind of a little frustrating. So, you know, obviously I wasn't scheduled to start until October. I wish I didn't start until October. I wasn't scheduled to start until April 6th. So we're not behind, but we're not really getting a chance to enjoy, a little bit. I still got stuff that we have booked. You know, our teach and fishing thing is going strong. We've got workshops and seminars that we're doing online and other stuff that we've got booked through March like we always do. You know, we try to keep our March completely full because you never know what's going to happen. And this year just happens to be a perfect storm of a full schedule in March of, you know, stuff to do and no boat and early season and great fishing. And I'm sitting here in my office talking to you about it. So,
well, we appreciate your time. if that's any kind of condolence whatsoever. But
if you guys can, the guys who are in there can taste the salt, they're right. I'm a little salty right now. So, but no, you know, it is what it is. And it's good to see people get out. It gets a little frustrating sometimes when you see, you know, as soon as there's a nice day, everybody just goes nuts. And, you know, I get it, right? I mean, it's, you know, sometimes I forget that, you know, last year was a great year of reflection. Sometimes I forget that not everybody gets to fish 120, 130 days a year like I do. So I'm like, okay, an extra week, not really a big deal. But, you know, to everybody else, I mean, this is a big deal to get out there. I'm glad guys are getting out there. You know, we're still a little early. Guys are having good days and bad days and good trips and bad trips. And that's about right. You know, if you think about it, we really should be in the last closing stages of late ice right now, right? And that bite isn't always good. It's hit or miss. And that's kind of where the fish still are. Just because there's no ice doesn't mean that we're into, oh, my gosh, all of a sudden everything is clicking forward. It's not. You know, the water temperature is still extremely cold, especially towards the bottom. Guys, you know, I see a guy the other day, it's 42 degrees on the river, it's going to start. I'm like, well, it's 42 degrees on the top of the river. It's 3 inches down, it's, you know, 33. So, you know, don't get too excited. It just is what it is. And we get a little bonus fishing, which is awesome. Get out there and take advantage of it. Get the rust knocked off your boat control. You know, make sure everything's working right. Get, get a few buddies in the water, catch a few fish. And that way, when everything does start to really start to fire off here in a week or two on a normal schedule, your stuff's ready, right? So instead of getting the boat in the water the first day and it's a great fishing Use this time to kind of get dialed in. Maybe try something different. Maybe try some new areas. Maybe try something a little different. Maybe sort of vertical jigging. Maybe try dragging some jigs on some sandy bottoms and do some other stuff. So lots to do if you're going to get out early this time of year. Just don't expect the fishing to be, amazingly awesome right now, because it's just not going to be.
Lance Valentine from Teaching Fishing joining us here on Wild Michigan. Lance, we get thrown these curveballs every year with weather. I mean, we have the fake winter, the real winter, then, the fake end of winter, then the fake spring, then the real spring. I mean, we get like 15 different seasons every year. And this one, we're actually holding pretty much close to the calendar, which is weird. I mean, because we're actually getting ahead of ourselves with these warmer weather. But, and again, that's what's triggering everybody with cabin fever. We haven't been able to go to the fishing shows or the hunting shows that we're used to going to. And we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs. Of course, people